So I want to talk about two decisions that meant I'm here today. But before I do, let's fucking start the day on the right foot. Woo. Yeah. Shh. Two decisions that really meant I ended up here today. And decisions are something I want to talk about because they're fucking hard to make, right? They're really difficult to make. And we sit on them, we procrastinate on decisions. We overthink decisions. We don't make decisions, we stay the same. At the end of a decision, there are always sliding doors. There's always one path or another path. And making that decision is gonna mean that we're gonna take one of them, but we're too afraid to take one of them because of the outcome, because we overthink everything. First decision I made, one of the biggest ones ever in my life. Digby, get here now, dickhead. Was leaving the military. I had the fucking greatest career. Get here now, now. I had the greatest career. I had the greatest position. I was into adventure training. I was PTI. Sergeant, fucking lived a great life. I had the greatest job. I was in love with my job. You know, like those girlfriends that we have that we're just so in love with, so into. And the decision to leave the job was one of the hardest I ever had. But not seeing my kids grow up, not seeing them at plays, not being at sports days, not tucking them into bed was harder. And it was a long drive. I'm just going to kill my fucking dog. Digby, get here now. Now. Get here now. Was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. The second decision, okay, that I ever made was actually not to kill myself. Okay, as mental as that sounds. The consequences of me leaving the military meant that for 3 years, I hugely struggled with life. Hugely. Massive, massive, massive identity crisis. Who the fuck am I? Sergeant James Borman, stuck in a civilian world, in a college, and it didn't work. It didn't work. And I fucked up massively. I fucked my marriage up. I let my wife down at the time. I let my kids down. And it was difficult. It was a very difficult situation to be in. And it got so bad that I sat at the edge of my bed and was planning to overdose. Hugely, and just fucking, no one would have missed me then and just would have fucking just disappeared. And the two decisions, and I decided obviously not to because I'm here, and I managed to get myself out of there. Now, I never would have known that leaving the military was going to turn into an absolute catastrophe, an absolute fucking nightmare. The car crash of my life for 3 years, being divorced, nearly losing my home, being in a job I hate, didn't know who the fuck I was. Can't ever plan that. You can't ever plan what happens at the end of decisions. You just got to learn from it. And you learn, you grow, you repeat. You learn, you grow, you repeat. But better to have made a decision. Better to have a life of, as my friend, one of my best friends always says, rather a life of oh wells than what ifs. Rather a life of oh wells than what if. And it worked out. A great relationship with the kid's mum, a great relationship with my kids. I have a job that I love as equally, if not more than I did when I was in the military. I work with incredible men. I love life. But in between those decisions has been a lot of hardships. And that's what decisions bring you sometimes. But you learn from them and you grow. And that's how you just fucking become who you become. That's how you build character. It's all character building. And you never fucking stop building that character. You never stop growing until we fucking are dead. And then our legacy lives on, like I spoke about on Sunday. It's relentless. So if you're pondering on a decision, if you're wondering what if you're overthinking, if you don't know which direction to take, take a fucking direction, back yourself, go all in. And if it doesn't work, then you rectify it and you build again. That's character building. That's not fucking self-pity or feeling sorry for yourself. That's getting up and going again and again and again, because that's fucking all we've got, right? That's how we roll. That's how elite operators fucking roll. All right, go and get the day. I'm going swimming.